好，法师、诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
All the Dharma Masters and everyone, good morning, 阿弥陀佛。
我们连续讲了五天的楞严经啊，其实都已经讲到真心跟妄心啊。那我们今天来的听众好像也是那一些人啊。
We've been doing the Shirogama retreat for the past 5 days, and we have been discussing amply about true mind and deluded mind, and it seems the audience here today are mostly of those people who attended the retreat.
所以今天这个主题可能，真心跟妄心，我会拉到我们的平常，我们的一般人的真心啊，那再拉到，从佛法来讲真心妄心，我们常常会讲到妄心啊，哇，它是假的啦啊，我们叫妄，我们会认为它是假的啊。那我们从这边来厘清，再厘清到这个真正的真心跟妄心是什么的，实际上是怎么一回事啊
？So today I'm going to discuss the true mind and deluded mind and make connection with our everyday life and also connecting it with how usually.How true mind or true intention is used by, in the vernacular way versus how it is used in the Buddhist sense. And from that perspective, try to make a distinction of the two.
我们最常见的就是情理哈，我是真心的对待你哈，这个永远不变啊。等到经过结婚以后才发现你根本就骗我。
So the most common way that's been used in ordinary setting is oftentimes between romantic couples. And one will say to another person, I will stay true forever, I'm true to you. And oftentimes that doesn't happen until the very end. And then the other person will then come back and say, you have been lying to me all this time.
那我在这边我会认为当时是真心的，只有什么时候是假的？其实你已经有两个了，那还有什么睁着眼睛说瞎话，那才不是真心的嘛。我真心爱你，其实我还有另外一个，那就不是真的真心。
Well, to me, actually, the interpretation I have is when two couples, when they're actually saying that, it is true in the moment.It will only be false if the person was already cheating on the other person, having a third person, another additional romantic partner, then that will be a false situation. But if it's just between two people, then it's true at the moment.
应该是那一个人当时讲是真心，唯一是一般人对他这个我永远爱你不变，我这个真心，这个心到底能够持续多久？一般人对这个不清楚，他以为可以一辈子都可以，没有的，因为经过时间岁月的时候，有其他比较力量的什么的心会怎样，会取代你，我们叫随众啊。
So at the moment when the word were uttered, then it was indeed real and true. The place where discrepancy arises is when we're not sure. We don't know how long this true intention could truly last.And common understanding is it should last the entire lifetime, but it's highly unlikely, because there are other karmic forces that will come into play. Whichever karmic force is stronger, then it will take over.
这个先讲这个，我们在那个好像唯识里面有什么？有六个六随嘛？随众、随念、随意、随愿，还有什么？还有哪个随？随喜。随习随众随愿啊，好的叫做什么？愿是中性的，那随业就是业力比较随习随愿。
So, according to the school of conscious only school, there are six characteristics that will determine your karmic forces.Steer your karmic forces. For example, it will follow by whichever one is stronger, and also it also follows the intention as well as the vows and the habits. And the one that follows intention is relatively neutral, and the one that follows your past karmic forces will depend on whichever one is stronger, and your behavior and karma will be steered toward that direction.
那这边几个随，还有查一个随，我不知道哪是谁。好像这边有一个关键的，就是随业就是业力比愿力重，叫做随业。然后随其是习气比什么比愿力重，所以叫随习。其他的代言者还是随众。
So there's six, and we listed five so far. There's still one missing. But basically, the underlying principle is whichever is stronger, more robust, then you will be steered in that direction.
譬如说你在地上突然间看到有1000块的美金，对不对？那这时候马上产生随业随习、随愿随练的比较。如果你是什么持戒严谨、连动念头要 要去检查都不会，对不对？那如果是什么，你是什么，刚好那时候刚好正非常穷困哦，就不一定是哪个念头了。So
let's take example. If there are $100,000 on the ground, and immediately these different characteristics of karmic forces will start competing with each other. So had you been someone who upholds the precepts very strictly, then for people like that, they would not even, the thought of picking up the $1,000 wouldn't even cross their mind. But if you happen to be in a situation where you're very poor, there's a strong lack of money, then the past karmic forces may come into play.
不知道哪一周的时候，那时候蛮潦倒的，就是生活就有点困难。那有一天在打电话的时候，打完以后按下来就呱啦，留下来什么哇，一堆钱嘛。他第一天想说啊，来老天哦，知道我的困难哦。他想要什么，就是说反正这个是拿起来是什么，也没有换华嘛，对不对？他想说，哎，这样不行了，因为大概是也要过去是有持戒的哈。 就有点说，我看了，我还是打电话给电话公司，看电话公司怎么处理。电话公司说，那你要送回，这个是我们的啊，你要拿回来呀，对不对？啊，要怎么拿？因为那是铜币很重啊，就你要邮寄的话，其实也剩不了多少钱啊。他说好，算了，这样你就拿回去了。这样的话，那有问跟没有问，一边来讲不太一样，为什么？我一个是心安理得，一个是什么？ 你总是什么，然后心里面有一个东西在的，他说他就因为这样子，那就度过难关以后，他就什么成立一个电话公司这样子。因为那个电话公司，因为觉得你在寄给我们的那个扣掉那个什么应会的话，也剩不了多少，就算了这样子。可是他有问跟没有问，对他来讲是不一样的，为什么？ 我可以跟他讲说，这个人家是什么，我有问过的，对不对？啊，如果你是什么，你讲出来你就不敢讲，为什么？按照合法手续，你有点是偷，对不对？没有经过你的同意嘛，没有经过那个电话公司的同意你就拿嘛，对不对
？I remember once reading the story of the founder of a telecommunication company. He was living in a specific state back then, and for a period of time, his life was very difficult. And there was one day he used a public phone. At that time, there was still public phone booth. And when he finished the call, all the coins from the phone fell out. And the immediate thought that came across his mind was, this is perfect. It's godsend. It's money being given to me at a very needed moment. But then perhaps this person did follow the precepts in his previous lives. The second thought came across his mind was, no, I can't do that. I need to return this. So he actually made a phone call to the telephone company and asking. And the representative of the phone company said, well, this money belongs to us. Ideally, you should return it to us. But how do we return it? It's a bunch of coins, and if I were to mail it back, then the difference becomes really small of all the efforts and additional cost that goes into mailing it back. So at the end, the representative at the other end of the line said, you might as well just take it. It's fine. So this person ended up taking the money, but the difference, had he not made the call to report it and just took it on his own versus then having permission to take it, the difference is really big. Whether it's going to sit on his mind forever, thinking that he stole the money or he received the money in the rightful way.
所以这边我们就拿刚才那个例子来讲啊。
And later on, using this money, he actually found his own company.
我们有几个例子，譬如说。 女生花式还是男生花式，我永远爱你，这我们叫世俗的真心啊，就是跟我们现在讲的真心的差别啊。我就以这个例子来解释，他从世俗啊，就是真的哦，我爱你哦，但是他不懂我这个真心能够持续多久，他以为是可以永远的嘛，所以是就是说什么两个骗来骗去的，男生也骗女生也骗啊。
So going back to this concept of having a true intention, real mind, the way it's used in ordinary settings is that I will love you forever. That's the way the vernacular world will use it. What people fail to grasp is we don't know how long this intention could truly last. So Shifu said it ended up being people feeling like they're cheating each other, and because it's not, we just don't know whether this intention can last a long time or not.
接下来我们再从这个人讲说，我爱你啊，你用你的，其实你是用你的真心产生一个妄想，有相叫皆妄，有没有？ 你是不是产生一个我爱你的语言像，或是我爱你的一个什么画面像？那这个像就只要有像啊，它一定是要什么升起来就灭，叫做我们叫凡所有像什么皆是虚妄。So
whenever the person says I love you, they're using the true mind in the Buddhist in the Chan sense. When a person says I love you. Is that the person is using their true mind to create a phenomenon, create a form, which is illusory. And as we all know, all phenomena are illusions. So it's an illusion that has been created by your true mind.
那么一般人并不晓得就是佛法的那一个像的希望啊。 跟就是世俗的真心跟佛的真心混淆啊，那世俗的真心是就从真妄来讲，但是我心产生那个妄相，这个妄相是什么？其实它会随着你的心念，随着因缘会改变，一般人不知道。另外就是你用你的心产生一个幻相，相一定要幻才能够什么？ 我这一念都我爱你，下念说，再考虑看看为什么。对，分到更好的啊。好。So
in the Buddhist sense, according to Buddha Dharma, all the phenomena are delusional. It's just that in the ordinary setting, we don't see that the forms are delusional and they are not permanent. And it is the intrinsic characteristics of forms that it changes. So at one moment, the form is, I love you. The second one is, wait, hold on, let me think a little bit more about this.
大概就是说，用心产生相，我们叫幻相。但是我们也有人就是花厌啊，那厌力变成什么？变成一个你没办法改变的一个幻性。然后像菩萨，他到最后，那个厌力他也不需要花了，就变成。 他就是按照这个愿力在什么跟众生互动，我们也有啊，我们的我们的 我们只是不好的愿力啊，就是像我老爸喜欢赌博，他就是这个愿力，自然一定时间到了，他就会再去赌这样子，给一个关心，对。
So we use a true mind to create phenomenon, and we call that a delusional phenomenon. Yet, let's say bodhisattvas or some people, they create vows using their true mind, which is also a form, a phenomenon. But this phenomenon has been, this form has been perpetuated for such a long time that it becomes habitual. So they no longer have to generate this phenomenon, and they just perform and act accordingly. That's the case with bodhisattvas. But us, ordinary sentient beings, we have this kind of perpetual patterns as well. That is as a result of the force of our karma. So let's take my father as an example, that he was really into gambling. And so after every so often, this karmic force of habit of wanting to gamble just come up, and then he will return to a casino and gamble.
就像我们讲说什么，哎，普贤是大，普贤不是讲嘛，虚空有尽是吗？火焰无穷，这是慢慢训练来的啊。像舍利弗不是化焰要度众生吗？啊，就有一个天神就来试他，大家都可能都知道故事嘛，就是。说他失明，他眼睛坏掉嘛，请舍利弗给他什么？他就舍利弗就拿很没有思考，就把一个眼睛挖下来给他嘛。结果他稳稳说太错了，不是他刚才是什么？说是要左眼啊，但他弄了右眼嘛，然后再把左眼拉下来，拉下来以后就对了嘛。比如说这个错了，我要新鲜的。结果舍利弗就什么？退转了嘛。
So remember the phrase that we're familiar with by Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, that there's this phrase associated with this Bodhisattva that the empty space is exhaustible, but my vows are inexhaustible. So from there, that reminds us of the story of Shariputra. Shariputra has also generated similar vows to help all sentient beings. So,
天神.
So a deity came down to test him. And so the deity says, I need an eye. I need an eye. So Shariputra immediately, without thinking, took off his own right eye and gave it to this deity. But the deity says, no, that's not what I need. I need the left eye. So Shariputra then take off his left eye and give it to the deity, but the deity says, no, but it's kind of stale and it stinks, and I want a fresh one. And after all these exchanges, then Shariputra, the strings of his vows wither.
通常我们的化验啊，比方说挖眼睛啊，包括布施啊，都会遇到困难啊，像我们有一个人他就自己也布施，也欠人家布施，就碰到什么？碰到那些人说你一定是做亏心事啊，因为在大陆都是什么，就做亏心事嘛，所以啊，就在布施。他从此以后，这样的人他就不再什么，不再欠他布施，不是。他本来有人就说我自己布施也欠人家该布施嘛，就碰到一个人说他怀疑你的布施。是因为你做亏心事，所以你才布施。他以后他就什么，自己还是布施，可是欠的那一部分他就不要了，就没有像是说我这个布施，我欠人布施，那我还是想办法让他也继续布施。但我们一般人就会变成有选择性的。
So this withering of vows, it happens all the time. When it even comes to our vows of practice.The practice of giving. So I've encountered this person before where he made the vow that he's going to give as much as he can. And at the same time, he also tried to share this view and tell other people or encourage other people to give as well. But once when he was trying to encourage another person to make offering, this person actually turned around and said, I question your intention. I question why you are telling people to give offerings. You must have done something wrong, and you are trying to make up for it. And so after being questioned this way, this person who initially had the vow of making offerings and encouraging other people to offer has since then stopped encouraging others. He continues to practice giving offerings, but he doesn't tell people to give anymore.
所以我们在日常生活当中，我们每个当下，你可以用心，比如说我用心产生布施，好，我们叫布施心，虽然布施心是幻象，是幻象，或者说我用我的心产生就是一毛不拔，我们叫悭贪的心，对不对？一毛不拔的心，这两者从真心妄心来讲。 产生的功能，那个相都是幻象，或是妄象，但是我产生布施的幻象跟产生悭贪的幻象，其实它都是真幻，都是幻的。可是最终来讲，你喜欢。 这个什么布施的幻象还是喜欢悭贪的幻象？对，对你来讲啊，有人很悭贪，他显现是一个悭贪的幻象，跟他显现一个什么，就是啊安慰你呀、啊，那嘘寒问暖的，两个都是幻哦。最终来讲，你觉得哪个比较好？已经知道就是什么，就是会嘘寒问暖的那个有布施心的人比较好。虽然他是幻，但众生不会觉得是幻。So
in fact. We use our true minds to create different kinds of different kind of forms and phenomenons. And if you generate the thought of making offerings, that's a delusion. It's an illusion as also illusory form phenomenon. In comparison, if you give rise to the thought of being miserly, that itself is also illusory. So these forms are all illusions that's created by the mind. They are not permanent. But from a ordinary vernacular stance, whether to give or be miserly, these are both illusions, but to sentient beings, which one do they prefer? Some people may be more attracted to become, to save money, be more miserly. Whereas other people may be leaning toward giving. But if sentient beings are on the receiving end, which one do they tend to prefer? I think most people would prefer someone that's giving off warmth, giving comfort, and be more generous.
如果说我比如说我修布施，虽然是幻哦，那我敬畏来记，我这一个都不会退，不管什么情况之下，我都会产生布施心。
So even the practice of taking giving offerings, it's an illusion. But some people make this vow so strongly that they're constantly, every moment to moment, they're giving rise to this illusion of making offerings to a point where they will no longer retreat or this vows will no longer wither, and it's been constantly generated.
所以有一个力量支持你，可以从现在到未来，然后可能你在做的时候可能有些挫折，通常应该你背后要有。 空性的支持,
so having this, generating this power to sustain a vow like that, despite the kind of obstacles that may come your way, oftentimes this requires a person to have a true understanding of emptiness.
也就是说，我们不是讲嘛，能施所施皆什么，皆空寂啊，或者说。 三轮体空啊，就是布施三轮体空，就是没有布施的什么，我没有 受施的对方没有什么布施的现象，我们一般叫三轮体空。那另外一个讲的就是什么，能施受施都是空性的功能，对吧？能施受施皆空寂。
So this relates to some of the phrases we often come across that to think of something and to create the intention for something and having the phenomenon of the intention is basically the operation of subjectivity and objectivity. And these are all the functions of empty nature. So that is one of the phrases. And the other one that we often come across is the concept of non-substantiality of three aspects of giving, which is essentially boils down to there's no subject of giving, there's no phenomenon of giving, and there's no object of, on the receiving end of this act of giving. So all those are merely illusion, and they are the functions of the true mind.
像我自己我是以前不布施的，我在50多岁才开始布施。那我们这边有一位小菩萨，现在不算是中菩萨，他八岁还几岁我就忘记了，他就把他的书小猪铺满，钱全部倒出来，然后什么除以十，平均供养我们法师。他现在坐在一个高的坐在后面里面，有没有看到？
So I myself, I didn't practice giving until when I was 50-something. But I remember among us in the audience right now, there's a young bodhisattva, and when he was only 8, he's now a middle bodhisattva in middle school. But when he was only 8, he took out his piggy bank and equally divided it by 10 and offered all these 10 portions to the Dharma masters. And he's actually sitting among us right now, sticking out a little.
所以看到师父，你那师父八几岁就拿一根香蕉嘛？一根香蕉，如果我可能说你这个香蕉，我自己吃就吃不过来，有什么布施？人家师父叫什么？啊，舔一口，还是可以什么？可以跟什么？跟100个人结缘。那我如果我看到的话说，第一个我不会想到跟人家分享，我想要跟人家分享说，给人家分享也没什么用，所以还是自己吃。
Also, remember the story of Shifu, that even when he was really young, he didn't have much, but even with one banana, he had the thought of sharing. And as if it were for me, I was like, with only one banana, I might as well just eat it myself. But Shifu instead, he took the banana and said, have a lick to different people. And it would never occur to me. I would probably think, oh, it's quite futile, just one banana, I'll just eat it by myself.
所以师父曾经讲过，就是说像我们这边有说什么要鼓励人家来布施嘛，那师父就会讲说，布施是有心的人的事，不是有钱人的事。有钱的人通常可能有时候也不是舍不得啊。师父讲说哈，他有三间公司哈，就是他讲说他有三个茶壶，但是他只有两个杯盖，有没有听懂？他那个资金要一直周转哦，所以没有钱可以布施。
So Shifu often says when it comes to encouraging people to make offerings, he said it's a matter that is intended for people with intention, you know, with the vows, want aspire to give. It doesn't really have to be someone who's necessarily wealthy. And he often uses this example that someone may appear to be wealthy and running 3 companies, but there's a saying in Chinese that there are 3 kettles but with only 2 lids, which is basically saying, the cash flow, it's problematic cash flows, there isn't enough to go around, so that person has to be constantly turning and to support, turning the money around to support different companies. So whether someone is wealthy or not is not the determining factor, it's the intention that counts.
那大部分人在布施的时候应该不会想到是我的正报身布施给异报身，或是我的这个后念布施给前念， 可能没有，因为你们现在听常听的，大家听知道我在讲什么。
So oftentimes when we are making offerings without the understanding of empty nature, we don't think of, we would not think of, it's actually, it's my, direct karmic consequence.
另外一个是 retribution body， 那个业报身是 retribution， 对，那正报身应该是。应该是有 on，
so the immediate direct retribution body giving offers to the dependent
retribution body， 对。
It's actually when you're making offering, it's my latter thought that's making offering to your, my prior thought. And for those of you who have been attending the talk, you know what I'm talking about.
应该讲，如果我们用另外讲说你是。梦境里面的男主角故事给女主角这样子。
Another word to put it is like as if you're dreaming, it's the male character making an offering to the female character, but it's all in your own dream.
或者说我用第二恋的妄恋故事给第一恋的妄恋。
Or it's that I'm using my second thought, my latter thought, which is illusion.And making the offering to my prior thought, which is also an illusion.
你看了、哦、我们中国会用妄念哈，但西方人可能不是用妄念，就是他们是用 wandering thought， 对不对？很不一样哦，是中国人会讲妄，因为你这个念头起来，一起来就马上消失。
So it's interesting to look at the Chinese and English translation in Chinese.The illusory thought is oftentimes translated into wandering thoughts. But what we're really trying to capture here is the notion of delusion that whenever it arises, it immediately perishes. That is the characteristics that we're trying to zero in on.
So, 我们在打坐的时候，我们中文讲说你不要跟着妄念跑。那英文。就换成 wandering thought， 是应该讲说到处乱跑的妄念，不是 wandering thought， 对不对
？So oftentimes when we are using this phrase to talk about things that comes up during meditation, we will often say, "Don't follow your wandering thoughts." But when you look closer, the thought itself doesn't wander. It's you shouldn't be following all of these illusory, these thoughts that are delusions themselves. Shouldn't be following them.
所以在我们的妄念当中，就说明的就是，因为有相，就起来就会消失，所以我们把它叫做妄念。那从妄念再来切，就七分，就是说是贪的妄念。还是嗔的妄念，哦，还是到处乱跑的妄念，那种瓜，因为起来就生灭，那就叫嗔的妄念。他说，或者这个是真心所呈现的一个暂时的功能，有相的功能，这叫妄念。
So, one deluded thoughts are phenomena that arises and they will ultimately perish or immediately perish.That's why we call them deluded thought, deluded thinking. And they are further oftentimes divided into, oh, this deluded thought is of anger or greed or that it runs away and chases each other. But ultimately, all these deluded thoughts are phenomena that is given rise by the true mind as a result of the function of the true mind.
那因为我们不知道是妄念，所以我们就很难说我从布施的从那个悭贪的妄念转化为布施的妄念，为什么？因为两个都是妄念嘛，但是你不知道它是妄念，你会觉得那个相里面有我，所以你不太愿意布施。那我是因为懂这个东西，我才愿意，是这个支持我。
So because we don't know that they're deluded thoughts, so it's not easy. It's actually very difficult for us to transform of the thoughts from a miserly thought into a thought that's prone to make offerings. We fail to recognize that they're all delusions, and we further believe that there is a self in these thoughts, or it's somehow connected to the self within these phenomenons. And that is why we're unwilling to transform these thoughts into thoughts of giving. And it's only for me, after understanding that these are all delusions, deluded forms, either it's misery or the thought of making offerings, they're all delusions. So because of this understanding, then I became willing to make offerings myself.
所以我说我以前还没有出家前，我是基本上是不布施的哦。看到流浪汉哦，乞丐，对，你不会动说要布施的念头。那所以因为没有布施，就表示你这个人是什么，你的福报不会太好的哦。Before
I left home, I wasn't someone who likes to make offerings to give or share. I encounter homeless people or wandering people. I never give rise to the thought of giving them money. And what this means that for those people who don't like to practice giving, it's not very likely that you will have a lot of merits.
所以现在如果我现在出去看到那些流浪汉，我就会动了想要掏腰包的念头。以前是
So these days, whenever I see homeless, then I would give rise to the thought of maybe to give them some money. But before, it wasn't me to give the deluded thought of giving them money. But now I give rise to the deluded thought of making an offering to them.
对，因为蛮难忘的，就是掏腰包的妄念，他们听得懂吗？你把问问看。
Are you understanding the English translation that either these are all deluded thoughts, whether it's misery thought or giving thoughts, but these are ultimately all delusions? Are you able to understand it? Somewhat confusing?
还在搞不懂，还不管了啊。
But we're going to move on.
那我记得就是我是从 我们在洗衣服齁，那洗完以后我们就脱水嘛，结果每次脱水的时候看到那个脱水机都会残留，不是就是上一个人他去脱水，因为还要等嘛，就跑掉了。每次在脱水的时候看到里面就是有衣服，那时候我看到衣服我就骂，就说这个没有正念，因为我都在修正念嘛，他没有正念，不知道骂了多久。 那有一天突然间，我才发觉第一个我没有看到我有嗔心，第二个我才发觉，怎么衣服变成人了？<笑>衣服是不是人？是还是不是？但是你为什么你会踢车子
？So take myself as an example. We have to wash our own robes, and after we wash the robes, Taiwan, we put it in a not a washing machine, but a spinner to get rid of the excess water so it will dry more quickly. And whenever I wash my robes and go to the spinner, there's always someone who left his robe there. And because it takes time, you have to wait. So that person probably wandered off, attending to other things, and forgot to retrieve his robe. So for a very long time, I kept thinking, oh, this person wasn't mindful. This person wasn't mindful. I'm the one who's mindful. So this continued for a long time, and I wasn't aware that I was already carrying the thought, having the thoughts of anger. And furthermore, I generated the deluded thought that the robe is the person. Is the robe really the person? No, right? The robe isn't the person, but I somehow had equated them. Whenever I see the robe, then I start thinking that person wasn't caring, wasn't being mindful.
然后从那时候起，我就不再骂了，就把它，以前是把它拿在旁边骂一下，就把它放在旁边。现在不骂了，现在就是把它拿起来晾了，那是第一代的。 现在第二代又不一样了。应该算现在算是第三代了。第二代我就看到一定也不骂了，但是会想说这是谁的衣服，还是想这是谁的衣服。那现在发觉就不是，这个就是我的妄念了，不是谁的衣服。啊，所以现在就拿起来，我想说拿起来你会不会看到你是用心拿心，不是用心拿衣服。就是拿那个衣服要花姐没有拿衣服的我，没有拿衣服的衣服。
So, before I had this sort of awakening, realization, I used to see that other person's robe and mutter to myself, feeling angry or vexed. And I would pick up the robe and put it aside, set it aside. And so once I realized that I was mistakenly the robe and equating that to that person, I stopped doing that and I try not to get annoyed. And so I would pick up the robe and hang it on the line myself. And so that was the first transformation, first generation, first transformation of my own thinking.And then the second level, second layer of transformation was then I questioned. I still have give rise to the thought of whose robe is this? And then it's not until later on, then through the third transformation, I realized that it's to look at the robe differently. So I wonder, I ask myself,I tell myself, I'm using my true mind to pick up my true mind and hang my true mind. So, am I really doing this? Am I able to practice this way? Or am I still using my true mind to pick up the robe and hang the robe? So, it's actually my true mind picking up true mind and hanging up the true mind.
所以就是在你每个当下任何一个动作都有至少有三四个选择。第一个你选择是我们说善心所，譬如说为人着想的心或是自私的心，这两个都是妄念，这两个都是妄念，但是你在每个当下你是可以选择。那如果是为人着想的话，就是说什么慈悲心啊，或是就是关爱心啊，对不对？这可以开个荤。那只为自己的话，就是什么悭贪啊、自私啊，什么心，每念都有，那都是妄的。就说基本上，只要有什么悭贪，或者说什么帮助人的，他基本上都可以分成善法不善法。另外一个是有漏善法跟什么无漏善法，就每个当下你都可以这样子去选择每个当下。
Essentially, every moment we have choices that we can make, four or five different choices. We can choose between something that's beneficial or wholesome or something that's selfish, but these are all still deluded thoughts. So if an example of a wholesome thought would be giving rise to a thought of compassion, caring, empathy, etc., or you can also choose to be miserly and selfish, which is considered unwholesome. But these are all still delusions. So you can choose between wholesome, unwholesomeness, or you can choose to practice wholesomeness with outflow, or versus wholesomeness without outflow.
那昨天我跟一个菩萨甘露也是谈到这个问题。那个菩萨因为女儿有病嘛，那他就觉得回到台湾比较有更多的选择性的治疗。那在美国只有西医嘛，结果经过像这几年来，结果他女儿还是有洗肾，他就很自责，他说当初我若是怎么样不要怎么样，他就不会怎么样。
So I had this talk with this person whose daughter is sick. And so at that time, the person has decided to return to Taiwan because there seems to be more options, different options for treatment. Whereas staying here in the U.S., there's only mostly Western medicine that you can choose from. So they went back to Taiwan. And, but after a few years, it turned out that the daughter still need to undergo dialysis treatment. And so this person, this parent, became very, he blamed.
Neither.
So she blamed herself for the decision that she made a while back.
你看我们这个中文跟英文不一样了，我们中文不会管男的还是女的，就是众生。
See, that's the difference between Chinese and English. And in Chinese, we don't distinguish verbally between male or female. It's just all sentient beings.
然后他很自责嘛，那我就跟他讲说，其实剧本基本上是写好了啊，剧本。那差别在哪里呢？我说，你只要刚刚说我当下，我是不是为对方？ 着想的，也许你也有自私，没关系。你是为对方着想的，那这一个你就会在你的八识当中会记一个种一个善的种子，哦，所以你不要感说，哎呀，当初怎么样，你现在变成是就患得患失嘛，后悔呀，对不对？但是你就你当初的心是什么心，假如是正心的话，它就会在你的八识中当中做了一个好的种子。虽然它是妄的，但是是妄的功能。So
What I tell her is that oftentimes things are out of control. The script had already been written. What's most important is your intention at the moment that you make the decision. Perhaps there's a little bit of selfishness in there, but it's mostly you made the decision for the well-being of the other person. Then at least you have planted a positive seed in your eighth consciousness. The positive intention has already been planted. Even though it's still delusion, but it's still, you have planted a positive seed. So you shouldn't keep going back and question the decisions that you have made previously. It doesn't work like that. It's not useful.
我就跟他讲说，一样是照顾，照顾你的女儿，可是我看到的是你是照顾的时候，你是患得患失，还有你是焦虑的心。我说在这个当中，你这样照顾，但是什么？ 我是做了以后就不后悔的心，好，那我是练习平静的心。你在每个当下是可以练习，在这个过程当中练习很多的心。我刚才只是举两个心，其实还有更多的心。So
what I further said to her that what I'm seeing from what you are going through, that the way you care for your daughter. There is a lot of anxiety, and then you keep questioning yourself, and you are always worrying about what's going to happen next, what you're going to gain or what you're going to lose. So instead, I suggested that you should continue, of course, to care for your daughter, but instead of reinforcing those kind of deluded thoughts, those kind of thinking, try to switch into other kinds of ways of thinking. That you just do this to the best of your ability with no regret and try to practice the mind of tranquility, of peace and ease. And that's just two examples, but there are many, many positive types of thinking that you can cultivate.
So, in the process, if you have a mind of tranquility, you can cultivate. 心，那你看到对方是患得患失，你不只是自己转化的心，你也可以帮助对方什么转化为什么，就是做了就甘愿的心。那他焦虑，那你因为你自己也从中走过来，你知道怎么把它转化为平静的心，你也可以帮助别人，就在这个过程当中，一样是什么去上去看医生，可是这个当中也是不同的心加进去了。
So by transforming yourself from a mind of anxiety, of worrying about gains and loss, you can transform your own mind, choose a different phenomenon, different form, and change yourself into one that's more at ease and at peace. And by transforming yourself, you can also extend the strength of your practice and help transform others. So in the future, if you see people suffering the same kind of phenomenon as you had, you can help them to become more peaceful. So you go through the actual process you go through are still the same. You still take your daughter to see the doctor. You still make all these appointments. But the underlying mentality, the tone, can be changed.
我昨天跟他分享说，我们很多人师父有讲一句话，就是成人跟成事啊。那很多人是把成事作为第一啊。那把一些人就聚合起来，大家做得很漂亮，做完以后大家化验，从此不要再来花果山了。
So when Shifu was teaching us, he often talked about accomplishing an event versus helping others to accomplish or to improve their quality, improving people's quality. And the Chinese word is accomplishing the people versus accomplishing a matter or event. So Shifu often says, oh, we see this all the time, that a bunch of people come together to do an event, and the event was a great success, but at the end of the event, all the people who participated say, we'll never go back to Dharmadhar Mountain ever again.
So 有一次我那时候当师父的侍者司机嘛，那就载师父到那个机场，那时候已经到复兴北路，这个林前东路复兴北路离松安机场事实上不堵车绝对是五分钟以内的车就到了，就那边堵车啊、哦。那我以前开过计程车，我就啪啪啪啪啪，怎么转都转不起来，因为没办法回啊，就是堵过来堵过去，弄了三十分钟才到啊。那叔看到那么焦虑的样子，就骂我，你急什么？就赶不上赶下一班嘛，就搭下一班嘛。人家是在那个过程当中，人家悠闲自在。那我们是什么？其实把它做好，我们是紧紧张张的什么？对对对，不是皇帝不急，是说你不晓得做件事，人家是用悠哉，人家还是赶。人家书讲说什么？他还是赶，但是人家是悠哉，人家是不急的。我们是急也赶而急。你成就了以后，你成就了，你也到达，那你是急的什么？心脏蹦蹦跳的。对对对。
So for a while I was Shifu's attendant, I was his driver, and I remember once I took him to the airport, and we were already on this particular road, and had there not been any traffic, it would have just been 5 minutes away. But we were stuck in a traffic jam, and I was previously, I worked as a cab driver before, so I really knew how to find the space and like snaking in and out. But it still took me half an hour to get to the airport. And in this entire process, I was full of anxiety. And seeing me being so anxious and out of sorts, Shifu was, he scolded me saying, why are you so anxious? And then you look at Shifu. He was still at peace and ease. So what he practiced was peace and ease. So, the process, Shifu himself, it wasn't as if he did not care. He still tried to quicken his pace, or he does try to reach the goal, but the process of getting there, his mindset wasn't full of anxiety. Whereas for me, I arrived at a goal, but the process I went through was really nerve-wracking and full of anxiety.
所以虽然是就是什么焦虑也是妄心齁、哦、那平静也是妄心，可是人家在那种状态下，人家能够会选择平静的心，我们就只能够选择什么焦虑的心。
So, even though an anxious mind is delusion, and peaceful mind is also a delusion, for someone who knows how to practice, they at least know how to choose, and they can choose a delusion of peacefulness.
其实平静心还有两个选择，一个是无我的平静，一个是有我的平静。
There are further choices that you can make, even by choosing the phenomenon, the form of a peaceful mind. There are still two choices. You can choose peacefulness with a sense of self, or you can practice peacefulness with no self.
所以有一次，另外一次也是一样，我们。就是龙潭寺的外面就是好像有个货柜车就是失火了、哦、我们的法师也是哇冲过来 冲过来冲过去，拿水桶的拿水桶啦，拿灭火器的拿灭火器，哇，就是焦虑的不得了。那我们看书就那很悠闲的这样，但是走上去二楼那看一看，那下来就嘲笑我们说：“你们不是学禅的吗？”
I also remember another similar incident at Nongchuan Monastery in Taipei. There once there was a fire. I think it was a truck or something nearby. And so you see all these Zen masters rushing back and forth, picking up the bucket, getting the pail, getting a fire extinguisher. We're rushing back and forth. And then you see Shifu. He walked peacefully up to the second floor, took a look at the situation, and looking at us, he came back downstairs and he mocked us.Aren't you all Chan practitioners, supposedly?
所以有时候我们在做事的时候，心只是放在把事情做好，忘记把心照顾好。所以叫什么成人还是成事？你把心照顾好，把那个好的品质弄起来，你会成佛。把事情做得很好，不会成佛的。
So when we ever were trying to do something, we have to.Question, are we merely trying to accomplish that event, that thing, or are we trying to accomplish or achieve, try to reach Buddhahood? So if all your focus is on doing that thing, while doing it with a really anxious mentality, no matter how many events that you accomplish, you will never accomplish Buddhahood. Versus if you take good care of your own mind,and try to improve the quality of your mind, that's where that will really lead you toward Buddhahood.
所以我记得以前刚出家以后就盖房屋嘛，盖到最后师父讲说你越来越像工人。因为什么？虽然你是穿着出家人的衣服，但是看不出来你是出家人，你是工人。我也是很喜欢禅修，但看不出你的禅修的那种样子，看到你很认真的在什么？
So, in the beginning, after I became a monk, I was assigned a job of doing construction. And after a while, Shifu said, you're looking more and more like a construction worker. What he meant is, I'm still wearing the robe of the monk. And I did enjoy Chan meditation a lot. But after doing the work so much and not taking care of my mind, actually,lose the quality of a Chan practitioner.
So, 还有一次师父就说高兴你讲话怎么那么急我自己都不知道因为一下要规划电灯装几个一下哪个地方要插座一下什么工人要买水泥一下什么要什么找工人来整天忙过来忙过去你都在一直在规划动个不停所以讲话的时候就也不晓得自己很急师父就你讲话怎么那么急自己都不知道
Another time, the Shifu again scolded me, saying, why are you talking so fast in such a big hurry? So apparently during that period of time, I was doing the construction, and there are millions of things to do, getting the socket in, the concrete, the cements are coming in. So at any point in time, I'm juggling so many different tasks, and I wasn't even aware that I had become like that. I was talking very fast, and that's why Shifu scolded me.
然后再看看师父啊，师父他一天工作18个小时啊，他接见访客，然后什么开会做决议，还有跟华严所的学生上课写文章，哇，那整天应该是说每天都工作18个小时以上。那最近我们有一个菩萨，他就看师父的那一个录影带哈，他发觉师父在。等翻译的时候，他是在掐念珠，在念佛。
So, but when we turn around look at Shifu, when Shifu was alive, he worked over 18 hours a day. He's constantly receiving visitors, or attending meetings and making major decisions, writing books, giving lectures, he worked more than 18 hours a day.Yet recently, one of the volunteers watched some videos of Shifu and noticed that whenever Shifu gave a talk, when he's waiting for the translations to be done, he, on the side, he was reciting the Buddha's name using his rosary beads.
所以基成法师才讲说，诶，师父好像没什么打坐怎么禅，这个禅功越来越好。不是师父没打坐，师父在，他说他在跟人家什么，跟人家上课的时候，或者跟人家对谈的时候，其实他是先念佛，接下来再用默照，但他照样可以跟你讲话。
That's why 继承法师 he once made a comment that Shifu doesn't seem to be practicing meditation very much. He doesn't sit in meditation. But how come his meditative power is becoming stronger and stronger? So it's not that Shifu wasn't practicing, but whenever he's giving a talk, or talking to visitors, he actually recites the Buddha's name first, and then he practices silent illumination. And he's able to correspond, to talk with people as he practiced.
所以记得师父曾经就是在就是接见访客，然后有三组访客，那师父就先把第一组找进来，那一看外面还有两组访客，他知道还有两组，那他就很用心的跟第一组讲完以后送客，送完课以后他就不再想第一组的事了，就把第二组找进来，那这还有一组，也就是说我这次要做什么，那我就是用心在做什么，那已经完了以后他就不再想他，那将来我还有一组，那我知道，所以就说不会什么思前什么顾后，但是我还要知道我接下来还有什么事要做，那做完以后除非你必须要再思考它，好的话就不想。
So, with Shifu, there was once that there were three groups of visitors he needed to see. And, he knew there were three groups of visitors. So the first group came in and he interacted with the first group of visitors in a very mindful way. And then once it's done, he says goodbye to the first group of visitors and received the second group of visitors. But, once he was interacting with the second group of visitors, he doesn't think about the first group anymore. He said goodbye and it was done. And over with, so he's focused on the second group, and while knowing that there's a third group, but he doesn't think about what happened before and what will happen next. Well, he knows what's coming up next, but he focuses on the very moment. So whatever he's doing at the moment, he's 100% focused on that moment. So his mind doesn't waver back and forth.
所以虽然就是说你这个思前顾后，还是我。用心于当下，你在活在当下，从某个层次来讲都是妄心，但是至少你发觉我是可以什么，我可以选择什么，就活在当下的心。那么我们通常这个焦虑不安的人的习性，他也要当他选择什么，就是安详的，他不会操作，一般人是不会操作的，他只会他习惯的那个什么，就焦虑的心，就是他是一直用焦虑的心。
So even though these two kind of mindsets are all deluded thoughts, but you can make a decision between one that keeps going back, running back and forth, thinking about what happened before and after, versus choosing to focus at that very present moment, focusing on present moment.So it's a decision that you can make for yourself. But oftentimes, people who are used to operating in a very anxious way, when you try to tell them to be more calmer, to be more peaceful, sometimes they don't know how to approach it, how to do it.
然后我们刚才讲过，就是说，我们用我们的真心，这个不动的心，然后产生各种不管是善心还是不善心，都是妄心。可是在这个当中，因为它是有相，就是妄。在这个善心，然后善心所或是非善心所，都是妄心啊。但是在这个当中，它可以从我们一般讲说叫什么，有我的善心，或者有我的善法变成无漏的善法。那另外一种讲法就是什么？有能守的善法，啊，变成什么？没有能守的善法，就是无漏的善法。
So we use our true mind to give rise to all sorts of phenomena, whether it's wholesome or unwholesome. These are all objects. These are phenomena. That's the function created by the function of the true mind. So there's a wholesome kind, there's an unwholesome type. And within the wholesome type of phenomena, you can further create a kind of wholesomeness, wholesome dharma that still has the sense of self versus the one that without the sense of self, which is equivalent to operating and having this wholesome mindset without the notion of subject and object, which is also equivalent to the concept of having no outflow.
那从这个有能所得，然后变成没有能所得，大概一般人都不太熟悉有这两个选择，那就是等于是相当于是有我跟无我的。
So to transform the mind from having subject, this dualistic mind of subject and object, to a non-dualistic mind of no subject and object, ordinarily people don't even know that these are options they have.
所以这个有人就问禅师嘛，那禅是什么？他说吃饭睡觉嘛。他说我也会吃饭睡觉，那你为什么他吃饭睡觉有禅，我吃饭睡觉没禅？
So some people ask Chan masters, what is the meaning of Chan? And Chan masters will answer, eat and sleep. And people receiving that kind of answer will say, well, I eat and sleep all the time. But for a Dharma master who knows the way, then he is sleeping and eating in Chan, whereas ordinary people are doing it without Chan.
So you just 问说，那这个有什么差别？禅师就根据你的程度讲说什么？就是我睡觉的时候是专心睡觉，那你是什么？睡觉的时候什么？是思前顾后的，对不对？那你以为禅师是这种境界？那禅师应该讲说，我睡觉就是睡觉啊，你睡觉的时候就是什么？打个妄念不停这样子。那所以有些人就开始，那我就专心的睡觉，没有念头。对不起，还是不一样的。
So people then ask Chan Masters, so what's the difference between your way of sleeping and eating versus mine? And depending on the level of the listeners, Chan Masters will give different answers. And one would be, I do it with focus, mindfulness. So I don't think about other things. I focus on eating, I focus on sleeping. Then some people then say, then I can do that too. I'll focus on eating and focus on sleeping. I wouldn't think about other things.Unfortunately, without true understanding, the way those kind of people practice is still, in essence, different than the ways that Chan masters practice.
像我们曾经有推这个吃饭禅嘛，那记得就是我们的吃饭禅可以什么，从散乱吃饭到专心吃饭，它顶多到一心呢、啊。那时候从来没有想过说可以无心吃饭。那这已经很棒了哦，我们无心吃饭，等一下无心吃饭长成什么样子？等一下，那我们在专心吃饭的时候，我们的经验在带吃饭禅啊，你很用心的吃饭，大概你吃一半的分量就够了，所以就可以减肥。
So for a period of time, we were promoting this practice of practicing Chan while you eat. And usually the stages goes, you eat with a scattered mind to a focused mind, and then you eat with furthermore moving on to single mind. And at that time, I wouldn't even know that you could actually eat with no mind. And how does it look like? We'll talk about it in just a little bit. But anyway, in this type of practice, practicing Chan while you eat,What often happens is that you don't need to eat as much. If you eat with a focused mind or a single mind, that you oftentimes people eat half of what they usually eat. So a side benefit of this practice is you can actually lose weight.
如果你没有就是有被引导就吃饭禅，通常我会引导说什么，你全身放个姿势坐正啊，那通常会讲说什么，动手不动口，啊，你嘴巴在咀嚼的时候。手不要乱动哦，然后手在夹菜的时候，嘴巴什么不动，对不对？ 然后在咀嚼的时候，那你不要眼睛不要看，因为你看的话，你手要伸出去的，你不要注意哪里。然后还会教你很多，比如说在咀嚼的时候啊，然后这个什么要咀嚼到啊变成什么浆糊状才吞进去，甚至还可以让你更忙，你看看这个流血怎么，这个口水怎么流出来的啊？那是先换送到左边去的牙齿，还是右边的牙齿啊？大家这样就很专心了。那还告诉你说，你嘴巴在咀嚼的时候是不是放松的啊？那你从换吞进去以后，那个感觉晓不晓得？反正可以让你很忙，那边你很专注。
So the way that we taught it was that first you have to, when you practice some kind of eating, is first you relax your body, you sit upright, and whenever your hand is moving, you don't move your mouth. Whenever you're moving your mouth, you don't move your hand. So when you are picking up food and putting it into your mouth, then you're not chewing. And when you're chewing, your eyes shouldn't be wandering, looking at what you want to eat next.And then your hands will naturally then go out. So moving one thing at a time. And then, so this practice basically keeps you very busy. That, you can further contemplate and observe. When you are chewing, you have to chew it to a point where all the food has become a mush. And then you can observe how your salivas, come out. Does it happen on your left side or right side? And furthermore, when you are chewing, is your mouth relaxed?And then you can observe how the food goes down to your body. So anyway, this practice keeps you very busy and very focused.
那这个里面有很多故事啊。那甚至有人他们经过我们这样引导才发觉，原来他都是用牙有右边的牙齿在咬，都怪不得右边的牙齿不好。
So there are a lot of observations that arise from this practice. Some people actually report back, oh, through this practice, that made me realize that I'm always using my right side to chew.No wonder my right teeth, the right side of my teeth tend to be, they're not as strong as the left side.
那我甚至还会引导更多，就是说啊，你用最轻的力量咀嚼，或者说好，一边咀嚼的时候，然后清楚你的眼球是放松的，眼部的肌肉是放松的，肩膀是放松的，哈，那就什么，忙得没有打妄想了。
You can further guide people in this practice and just observe.Use the least amount of force you can to chew. That's one variation. Or that, that you, and you chew and, observe that your whole body is relaxed, your shoulder is relaxed, and everything's relaxed. So this practice, guiding meditation, keeps the mind very focused and engaged so that there's no wandering thoughts.
那当时候并没有谈到无心啊，那时候我也不懂啊。那现在如果要加入啊，就是还有一个比较高的层就是无心啊。那无心长成什么样子呢？当我们一般讲叫什么？没有吃饭的我，没有被吃饭的菜啊。那我比较喜欢用禅师的讲法啊，终日什么？终日吃饭什么？不着一粒米。
At that time when we promoted this type of chant, we weren't familiar with the concept of no mind. And what would no mind look like? So that's a further stage, an even more profound stage that you can incorporate into the state, into this practice of eating. That, when you are eating, there's no the subject of doing the eating, and there's no object of the rice and dishes that's been eaten by you. And there's a common saying in chan cases that you eat all day without eating a grain of rice.
那大概如果是实际上在降修的时候，大概你应该在吃的过程当中要反问吃饭的是谁啊？那假设你的功夫能够像师父在搬书，他就问说搬书的是谁，结果他身心脱落了，已经不知道有自己的身心在话头当中。所以他搬书搬两三个小时，从这边搬到那边搬两三个小时，可是他不知道他在搬书。
So, what you can do is when you're eating, you can ask yourself, investigate, who is it that's eating? And so that's the way you can approach it. And Shifu, he had a similar practice when he was moving some books. He was investigating, asking himself, who is it that's moving the books? And his meditative power is so strong that in this process, in the 2-3 hours, that he was totally, completely forgot about his body and the object. So for the whole 2 and 3 hours that he wasn't aware that he was actually moving the blocks.
请问他这个, 他从A分到B, 就是一心还是无心?
So what is it that he moved all these books in these 2-3 hours from point A to point B? Is it a state of no mind or the state of single mind?
也就是说你的 应该讲你的真心跟这些相，不会有，不是脱离，相就是心，心就是相。
So your true mind and the phenomenon, the object, is completely merged. So the mind is form and form is mind.
就是说，也不是 merge， 就是说你的心 merge 以后，那你又不要，你就又不会抓 merge 的。
So the mind and the forms have merged, but it goes beyond that, that even though it has merged, but it's not attached, it doesn't grasp onto the forms.
所以在这一个什么，就是说我们在练习的时候，就是，它照样有什么，有搬书的功能，但是不会像我们一般是什么。 我是从我身体这个位置，看到前面有书，或是看到幻是在我的身体前面，对不对？那当你就是一直摄心摄心，你大概你不会什么，不会觉得是我是什么身体什么在什么，就从我这个位置在吃饭，那你变成这样的话，可能就是。 幻跟心是什么？你是没办法分的啊，也可以算是合一，对。
So, the process goes like this: that when you are doing this kind of practice, eating with no mind or moving the books with no mind, initially, we operate from the perspective of our physical body that we are moving the book that's in front of us or eating the food that's in front of us. But in the process of meditation and chan contemplation, your mind keep gathering and gathering and collecting your mind to the point where the boundary, the separation between yourself and the object, the books or the food, the boundary falls away.
当然你这样就是吃到那种合一的状态的话，可能就是身心蛮舒畅的。但是一般人为什么？ 会抓着舒畅的那种状态，不会去再晃掉这样子。
So when you reach that kind of state where the subject and object merge, it's the kind of sensation that it generates is probably of ease and comfort. And without a deeper understanding, oftentimes then people grasp onto the feeling of comfort. And not willing to let that go, that becomes a form of attachment.
So I remember one time we brought some Bodhisattvas to what we call A-Guang Sanmei, which is A-Guang Chan Yi, which is Guan Yi Liang. That was in Taiwan. 大概关了半小时就站着，然后就取那个月亮的像，半小时以后站着，实际上就会腿酸。那其中就有一个人，我们说啊，现在大家我们就这个结束了哈，那大家请坐下。那其中就有一个人，他不愿意坐下，为什么？他应该大概就是身心合一的，就是取那个月亮的像，那应该身体非常什么？ 舒畅的像在支撑他，他不愿意坐下。So
there was once I was teaching moonlight samadhi. It's a practice of contemplating, gazing at the moon. And so you do this for half an hour, and usually after half an hour, your legs become tired, and I would then invite the participants to sit down and discuss. But I remember there was once that after half an hour, there was this person, after gazing at the moon for half an hour, refuses to sit down. And I thought what probably happened was, in this process of attending to the moon, this person probably had experienced the falling, the diminishing boundary, the merging of subject and object, and the sensation is probably very pleasant, so that the person is not willing to let it go.
因为他如果坐下来可能刚才那种舒畅宁静，就没有了。那如果说你懂得无心，你想办法，我坐下来还是跟刚才那个状态，我不一定要起月亮的像，但是我就什么一直晃一直晃，那大概无心，就是不会说你在某种状态可以维持到那种状态，比如你吃饭可以，观音量可以坐下来就不行。 他是心不住，宁静相，应该讲说心，假设你是统一，然后他，我去抓某一种统一相，他是不离统一，然后有什么，不住统一，他本身也是统一，但是他又不抓统一，所以他可以在任何现象当中都处在一种又统一又没有抓住某一类的统一。
So what probably happened to that person is that he was probably in a very state of comfort and ease and in a state of unification. That's why by sitting down, he's afraid that he's going to lose that state. But had it been someone who is really in a deeper, with a deeper realizations of no mind, the practice should be you're constantly letting go of whatever you're grasping onto. So the mind does not dwell or abide or grasp onto the phenomenon of peace and tranquility. Simultaneously, your mind is unified with whatever situation you are in. At the same time, it does not grasp onto any particular phenomenon.
大概相当于就是说，你不注意定，也不注意乱。
So simultaneously, you are not abiding in the state of movement and chaos, you're also not abiding in the state of calmness and unification.
大概可能之前有讲过，就是说有一个禅师就对着一个，就是挺腰，然后口底什么嘴里上颚，然后就是腰打直，然后坐姿坐得很正的。另外一个人是在躺在地上睡觉，那禅师就拿了一个香板说。 嗨，你怎么那么懈怠？你看看人家那边那么精进啊，他们觉得很奇怪啊，睡觉的人在那边睡觉应该是比较什么，比较懈怠嘛。那这一个是很精进的，而禅师就骂他，骂得很精进的时候，你怎么那么懈怠？跟他学一学啊。So
there's a story where a Chan master looking at two practitioners, Chan practitioners. One is laying down, they are sleeping, and the other person has been sitting upright in a very proper posture. But the master actually scolded the one who's sitting upright, saying, why are you so lazy? Why are you not practicing? Why don't you look at the other person who's practicing hard?
那个公案里没有讲清，没有讲清他是怎么弄的，只是讲说那个人躺在地上的人是比较精进的。那我的解读是这样子，这一个人是取精进相，那一个人是什么？我不取精进。 也不起懈怠，但是我躺着坐着，我都是不起的。但是我显现睡觉相、打坐相，然后讲话相，他是不住心无所住，而能生吃饭的相，而生其心，而生吃饭的心，吃讲话的心，他不住。 不抓精进，不抓什么懈怠，或是不抓持戒，不抓破戒，叫因无所住而生其心，对吗？The
koan wasn't very explicit, so it didn't go into elaborate details. But my interpretation of it is that the person who was sitting upright, appearing to be very rigorous, was attached to the form of vigorous practice or the sitting upright. Whereas the person who's laying down, he practiced non-attachment to anything. At the same time, he's able to manifest all kind of phenomena. So the mind does not abide in any phenomena, but it gives rise to all sorts of phenomena.
所以就在讲真心妄心啊，那我们再复习一下，做个总结啊，就是这个《楞严经》有要从真起妄，那另外一个就是反妄归真，第三个层次叫什么？前妄即真，啊，打一下。
So just to recap everything that we've talked about today, this distinction between true mind and deluded mind. In Sri Rama Sutra, that there are these three phrases. One is deluded mind arising from true mind. This one, the second one is transforming, returning from deluded mind, return, go back to true mind. And the third one is that all delusions are all true mind.
那这一个重整起妄就是你的心有能所，有一个能知的心啊，所知的现象。那我们一般的起这个什么，起这一个关怀心啊，而起这个自私心啊，基本上都是有能知的心啊所知的外境啊。那这个就变成就是就有相了啊。
So the first one, out of the true mind arises delusions. That's describing the state where the mind operates dualistically with subject and object. There's the mind that has ability to be aware, to know, and it gives rise to all these forms. So as to what kind of forms it gives rise to, it could be the form of empathy and caring or a selfish form. But these are all phenomena that's generated by the true mind.
那也就是说，你重整起妄，它一个代言的就是用惑念去延前念，惑念延前念，不断的延以后，然后就产生了什么？产生了人我是非，然后造业受报啊的那种流转的功能。So
another way to put it is that you're constantly using your latter thought and to grasp onto your prior thoughts. And because of this movement, then you give rise to the sense of there are others and self, and there's what is right and what is wrong, and giving rise to all the karma and karmic actions, consequences.
那反妄归真就是说，你从那个有能所、有惑念、言前念的这一个这种操作模式，你去反问。 比如说能知的，比如说吃完是谁，穿衣服的是谁，啊，听见的是谁，对不对？你不要讲问讲听的是谁啊，那不是，你要听见的是谁啊。然后慢慢的，你这种去往外取向的啊，或是后面去言前念的这一个习性，慢慢的什么停下来，到最后这个什么，我们叫能所双亡，那就真就显现了，有吗？ 能所双亡以后，你的那种不动的真心就显现，叫做反妄归真。The
second one, to return from deluded thinking back to the true mind, it's to stop this perpetuating pattern of using your latter thought to grasp onto, to attend to the prior thought. So, how do we do that? Then you raise questions. Who is it that's eating? Who is it that's meditating? Who is it that's attending and listening to the Dharma talk? And by this practice, this constant investigation and questioning, we're trying to break this perpetual patterns of the mind always going outwardly and grasp onto different forms and wander among all these forms. And ultimately, by continuing with this investigation and questioning, we're trying to extinguish both the sense of subject and object. And that's one thing. At that very moment, the true mind then manifests and arises.
那接下来你在那种真的状态，接下来再从真去产生度化众生的功能。 那可能就是什么度尽一切众生，使无众生得度者，因为都是你的东西，也都不是你的东西。
And then once you reach that level of、where the true mind is revealed, and from that point you use the functions of the true mind to help and alleviate and deliver sentient beings. And、so, and ultimately at the end of this is while you try to help and deliver sentient beings, there's not a single sentient beings for you to deliver and help.
那这个大概就是对我们来讲、一个是参禅 的一个目的那一种就直接去访问的，那一个在我们的生活当中大概你必须要先什么先转化为从恶心不善心所转化为什么善心所，然后再从善心所有漏的善心所转化为什么无漏的善心所，就是先从兼贪只顾自己，那最后布施，到最后什么没有布施的我，没有布施的对象，但是照样布施。
So these concepts are relevant to us in two ways. One is that we can use it in our chan practice as a way to investigate and questioning ourselves to stop these perpetual patterns of subjectivity and objectivity. The second relevance is that we apply this into our everyday life, and we can transform our mindset from unwholesomeness to wholesome, from wholesomeness with outflow.Where there's a sense of self to a wholesomeness without outflow, there's no sense of subjectivity and objectivity.
那等一下我们要吃饭，你就可以练习中日吃饭不早一点，是我努力的目标。
We're gonna have lunch in just a little bit, and so you can aspire yourself with the phrase that how is it that we can eat all day without eating a single grain of rice?
那记节奏啊，先什么？先收心摄心，先什么？清清楚楚的夹菜啊，清清楚楚的丢在嘴巴里面去，要全身放松。
And in order to do that though, don't forget the prerequisites that you have to first gather your mind and relax your body, and you have to be clear about every movement and everything that you're eating, and then further on to move on to the investigation.
那你们吃完一定会坐在一起讲话，要记住中日什么？不是。他有另外一个比较优雅的名词哈，言满天下无口过，有没听懂？言满天下无口过，没有过错，就整天讲话没有一定有个过错。
So while during lunchtime, inevitably you will be having conversations with other people, and then so then that's when you bring forth another phrase that you create affinities with the entire world, people in the entire world, yet you don't create any kind of transgressions, you don't create any faults, in your speech.
那比较具体的做法，你在跟人家讲话的时候，你要告诉自己，对方就是我，佛性穿着对方的衣服。
So to make this more, more concrete,When you are talking to that person, you have to remind yourself that person I'm talking to is my true mind, but it's only my true mind that's wearing the robe, the appearance of that other person, but it's still my mind.
是啊，你用这种方式，你就怀疑就是都是我的布袋戏啊，我的这个无畏真人啊，在不同的时刻啊，穿着不同的衣服，你注意对方就穿对方的衣服，注意自己就穿着自己的衣服，那。注意自己的衣服，刚才那件前面刚刚那个衣服就不见了，所以叫什么后念碰不到前念，然后就是自己心中的东西，这东西在给每个当下都可以进去的。
So when you're talking with other people, you have to remind yourself, it's all my true mind, it's all my publisher, it's my own the show that I'm put forth by my own mind. That whenever the mind is attending to the other person, that my own mind is putting on the robe of the other person's form. When I'm attending to myself, my own speech, then it changes and put on another robe. So, the robes are keep changing, but the robes are not aware of each other and they are not in contact with each other. And it's all manifestations or things that's generated, created by my own mind.
那如果你是懂这一个的话，那你一天啊，不是一天啊，就是我们每一个当下，我们一天一天有98000多秒啊，那每一秒钟可以讲四个字啊，乘起来就是300000啊。你一天有300000，可以练习什么？返望归真啊，或者前望即真啊，那你就背这个标准答案了。因为什么？终日说话，不是圆满天下无口够，那终日吃饭什么不着一粒米啊？终日做事没有做到件事这样子。
So having understood this underlying principles, that think about it, there are about 98,000 seconds in a day, and within each seconds.Statistics shows that people usually utter 4 words in this 1 second. So there are actually 300,000 opportunities in a day that we can practice this. And what we're striving for, the perfect state that we're aiming for, is exactly that you eat all day without eating a grain of rice, that you make connections and affinities with the entire world without creating any faults in your speech.And that is what we're aspiring to. And you're doing all sorts of things in the world without accomplishing one thing.
好，那我们希望等一下你们用身心合一的吃饭，不用太高了，什么中日吃饭不着一粒米，那个是未来的目标啊。
And so that when we're eating in just a little bit, at least let's try to practice unification of body and mind. Let's not aim too high at the moment. Not eating a single grain of rice, that's the eventual goal. But for now, let's practice the unification of body and mind while you eat the lunch.
好的，边吃边问说我的真心在哪里。
Alternatively, you can also investigate and ask yourself as you're eating, where is my true mind as I'm eating?
好，祝福各位用一个什么一心跟无心的心去吃饭啊。没关系，你先知道你是三乱心，就有修行了。
So I encourage you to practice with a unified single-mindedness or no-mindedness as you conduct your everyday life, or to the very least, the awareness of that your mind is scattered is already a good beginning.
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。